Hello, it's the 15th of May, 2019, and today we have the Two of Wands reversed, the Ace of Coins, and the Eight of Swords. The golden egg was no doubt laid by a golden goose in a golden cage. In the present position, we have a great gift from the sky hand, a golden opportunity in the form of the Ace of Pentacles or coins. Aces are portals or gates or doors, and the giant gold coin on the Morgan Greer Ace is being offered from the sky above a lush green archway leading from a garden out to the blue sea and impossibly blue sky. This is a beautiful card of the earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, Libra, Mercury, Venus, offering wealth, stability, and prosperity. Today it is offered to you. What this card represents is the subject of this story, or rather more of a question as usual, as regards long-term material wealth and security. Money, basically. In the past position, we have the Two of Clubs, Virgo, Leo, Sun, and we're glad it's there in the past. This is the foundation of our present situation, or rather lack of. This may have not been your fault in the past, but it certainly will be should you make the same mistakes in the future. The two is a picture of a human who holds a globe as he gazes off into the distance, contemplating expansion. Where and how far does he want to go? Where can he make his dream come true? Who does he need to partner up with in order to achieve world domination? Because that's what this card is all about. That, and the number two being a number of partnerships. Someone was either the dominant or the doormat. While that relationship may be natural and appropriate in some situations, it isn't in this one. Bad decisions, bad negotiations, shaky plans, weak leadership, weak management. I get a 1 foot on the gas and the other on the brake vibe out of this reverse card, but there are two people involved. Guess which one has their foot on the gas? On the Morgan Greer card, the well-off looking man who holds the globe, aka the world in the palm of his hand, is wearing blue gloves. He's an idea man, and he's apparently negotiating with the owner of the arm we see reaching into the frame, also holding a single staff of his own with his tattooed hand. This card implies foreign trade, and in the past, somebody who said they knew what they were doing didn't, or did, and didn't tell you what it was. I get a left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing vibe out of this. Thanks again, cliche generator app. I've also been rather puzzled by the globe he or she is holding, which is just white. This person doesn't know a thing about the world, but he wants to dominate it, or you. They did. Somebody screwed up and screwed up a lot and didn't bother to tell you, or it was you and you screwed up because you didn't bother to ask and you were probably doing all the grunt work. Yet the well-dressed, gloved merchant manager is still the one holding the anemic white globe, which, reversed next to that shiny gold coin in the center, looks like lost money falling through somebody's fingers. This is greedy, seedy management. Somebody dropped the ball and or didn't follow through. Bad communication or no communication. In the future is the Eight of Swords, the jail card, the prison of your own mind. This crazy woman, or anyone, has voluntarily tied herself up, wrapped a blindfold around her head, and somehow has built a little circle around herself of swords, stuck point down in the sand. Not quite jail bars, but we get the point. Her dress matches the passionate red of the merchant's hat in the past. She handed off her world to someone else and should not have done that. They didn't know anything about it. There are no maps, borders, colors, oceans, continents, or anything else on this globe. They had no idea where they were going with it, but they sure wanted it. Or she, or he, herself. Could have been the bully. Money being the subject of today's read, it could have been that nothing else in the world mattered. This looks like an amazing, life-changing offer of some kind. Definitely a new beginning. The offer to plant something great somewhere, probably right where you are. A home business may do well, but tie you down. I don't even do air quotes anymore. my hands are in the air the whole time I read this. This could be trapped by luxury and comfort. The prisoner is blindfolded to the rest of the world, but she'll probably come out for money. But will you? This could also be an offer of marriage, a gold ring, but you better know your place and tone it down. This is a conservative spread. Those double-edged swords represent thoughts and words. He or she is surrounded by them and possibly afraid to make a move because of what others may think or say. Or they're actually selling real estate on the moon and you got there and it sucks and you regret it. Or the disorganized handyman is in jail, which is interesting because I don't think I've heard from him last week, and needs bail money. No. Or you're very highly paid to be tied up. One spread fits all. Have a wonderful day.